ever get that feeling? You know, you're looking at a photo of someone you love and it like hits you how much you don't know about them.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of strange, right?
Totally.
Like it's a picture. It's capturing this moment.
Mm-hmm.
But it also makes you realize how much isn't there.
Right. Like what's the whole story?
Exactly. And that's kind of the jumping off point for this whole deep dive. It's inspired by this play, Pictures from Home.
Okay.
Which, by the way, is based on a real family's photo memoir. So double whammy.
Interesting.
We've got this psychologist's take on the whole thing, and it really got me thinking.
Oh.
So the big question, can photos really capture who someone is?
Deep.
Or are they just like these tiny pieces of a much bigger puzzle?
Yeah, that's a good question.
We're going to go deep on this, folks. Mm-hmm. Psychology, memory, even art, it's all connected.
I like it.
So this play, Pictures from Home, the main character is this guy, Larry.
Okay.
And he's trying to, I guess, understand his parents, Irving and Jean. They're getting older, right? And he thinks, hey, I'll take their pictures. Like, that'll get me closer to them, help me figure them out.
Interesting approach.
But the psychologist we're looking at today, he points out this inherent problem with photography itself.
Okay, what's that?
It's not just about freezing a moment in time.
Right, right.
It's about the fact that by taking a photo, you change things.
Oh, I see.
Camera's there. You're posing. It's not truly natural anymore.
You're performing in a way.
Exactly.
Fascinating.
Like we're all kind of posing for our own life story.
I never thought about it like that.
So even a candid shot, it's still a performance.
No, it's constructed.
And the psychologist uses this word, snapshots. Like he's saying those snapshots, they only give you this teeny tiny slice of who someone really is.
Right, like a sliver.
Think about Irving and Jean, right? They've lived whole lives, decades of stuff, experiences, relationships, all the stuff going on inside that you can't see.
Right, internal world.
A photo can't hold all that.
Exactly. You can't fit a whole life into a single frame.
You wouldn't try to understand a whole novel by just reading one sentence.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely not.
And it's funny because now I'm looking at this picture on my desk.
Uh-huh.
And all I can think is, what's missing from this picture?
Right. What's just outside the frame?
What happened a minute before or after? What are they really feeling?
Yes, exactly. And that ties into what the psychologist says about truly knowing someone.
Okay, yeah.
It's not like you just arrive.
Right.
It's this ongoing journey, discovering new things as you go.
Like an exploration.
Yeah, more like an archaeological dig.
Ooh, I like that.
You keep digging and digging, uncovering these layers.
And finding some things you never expected.
Precisely.
Yeah.
But even then, there are parts that'll always remain hidden.
Ooh, so it is impossible then to ever really know someone fully?
Well, not necessarily.
Okay.
The psychologist says the key is embracing that complexity.
Okay.
People change, relationships evolve. There's always going to be some mystery.
Right.
It's more about the effort, you know? Trying to see the world through their eyes, even if you never fully get there.
Trying to understand.
Yes, exactly. And accepting that you won't always have all the answers.
You know, it's making me think about memories too, like those really vivid ones, the flashbulb memories. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, totally. The ones that feel super real, almost like you're reliving them.
Right. But even those can get messed up over time. Like research shows they're not as accurate as we think.
It's true. Memory can be really tricky.
So we're taking pictures, which are already kind of staged, and our memories are playing tricks on us.
Mm-hmm.
So like, how are we supposed to get closer to the truth about someone? Is it even possible?
Well, the psychologist makes this point about memory being a reconstruction.
Okay.
It's not like hitting record on a video camera.
Ugh.
It's filtered through everything we're feeling in W.
So my memories of you are colored by how I'm feeling right now.
Exactly. Your current emotions, beliefs, even your relationship with that person in the present, it all influences how you remember the past. And you know what's crazy?
What?
You can talk to someone about an event you both experienced, and their version is like totally different from yours.
Oh, yeah. I've had that happen.
It's like, how are we even talking about the same thing?
It can be wild. You know. But okay, so if photos and memories are both kind of subjective, what's the answer? How do we get to that deeper understanding?
The psychologist says, and I really like this part, he says, it takes constant work.
Okay, effort.
Empathy, trying to see things from their perspective. And I think this is key, accepting that we might never have the whole picture.
We're not going to know everything.
Exactly. It's about embracing the mystery, the unknown.
So not trying to solve it, but just...
be curious.
Yeah, be curious about it.
He even uses this metaphor, understanding someone is like tending a garden.
Oh, I love that.
You've got to nurture it, pay attention to what it needs, accept that it'll grow and change in ways you might not expect.
So those photos and memories we were talking about, they're just the beginning.
Yeah, the seeds.
They're an invitation to have a deeper conversation.
Exactly.
And with that, I'm going to turn the question over to you, dear listener.
Ooh, I like this.
Think about it. If you were starting your own Pictures from Home project, what would you want to capture that goes beyond just the image?
Yes. What's the story behind the smile?
What emotions, what stories would you be trying to understand? It's something to think about as you go about your day. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
It's been great.
Until next time.